12 minutes to 9 o'clock. Most people to whom I've asked this question over the last couple of days have gone, what, when I give them the answer? The question I ask is, did you know that cats can get dementia? And I wasn't aware of that until a couple of days ago. A friend recounted to me that she had taken her cat to the vet for a checkup, an elderly cat, 15 years old, and had told the vet of some of the things that this cat has been doing, which are kind of uncharacteristic of the cat's previous years. And the vet nodded sagely and said, probably, perhaps, the onset of dementia. What? Cats can get dementia? Surely not. I have had one WhatsApp from somebody who said they've had many, many cats, and many of those cats have lived for many years, and of course dementia is a very real thing. Dr. Eileen Pipers joins us now, veterinary behaviorist at Pets at Play. Eileen, a very good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, I mean, obviously cats can get dementia, but is it widely known amongst the cat-owning community? Most of the people I've asked have said first time they've heard of it.
Well, this is part of the problem with pets that are living longer, is that they are more subjected to age-related disease, and people are not always aware of that. So equally with dogs and cats can both develop cognitive dysfunction, which then progresses to dementia, because they have the same brain structures as humans do. So we also develop neurodegenerative diseases, and so cats are also capable of doing that. And many of the pathophysiological processes, so the things that are going wrong in the brain, are actually very similar to what goes wrong in Alzheimer's disease in humans.
And what percentage of cats that live these longer times on the earth, and at what sort of time does dementia tend to set in? Is it around the 15 years that my friend's cat is at the moment?
It's a difficult question to answer, because, you know, there's not a lot of studies around longevity in pets. These types of studies tend to be done in laboratory populations. So to then be able to quantify that to the real world situation. But we certainly know that we start to categorize cats as senior from around the age of, I think it's 12. But many cats can live to be well over 18 years of age. My own childhood cat developed thyroid disease when she was 14, and we were like, well, you know, she's 14 years old. But then, of course, she went on to live another 7 years until she was 21. So this is often the problem, is people look at their cats who are sort of 13, 14 years, 15 years old and go, gosh, you know, there's not many years left. But they can live a number of years more. And so these diseases are not well studied. You know, the biggest problem with something like dementia is the lack of treatment options available, because it is a more sort of recent problem. So the drug companies and the food companies who develop these products are starting to put resources into developing new treatment methodologies, but there isn't a lot of stuff out there. So I'd be hard-pressed to give you a finite number.
Just another WhatsApp has come in. A friend of mine had a 22-year-old cat. He definitely had dementia, but he was such a great old man. A lot of staring off into the distance. He died a couple of months ago, sadly, but what a life. So what sorts of symptoms are characteristic? So if somebody who's listening now has a cat that is senior, older than 12, what do you look for to indicate that the cat might have dementia? And it does sound as if at the moment there's not much you can do if you do suspect that. But what are the typical symptoms?
So it's always a change in behavior that we're looking for. But because your cat is an aging cat, one of the things that we often have to rule out is that there are no other underlying processes going on. And so the recommendation is that for senior animals, that they actually have twice yearly checkups with the vet, so that these types of things can be screened for. Because if you think about it, obviously getting older oftentimes involves pain and discomfort and osteoarthritis. And this is another equally underdiagnosed problem in older cats, is osteoarthritis. People are very familiar with that in dogs, less so in cats. So we are often looking at changes in behavior, and the common things are, for instance, pacing, and that has got to do with actual changes that take place in the brain. So your cat that's sort of relentlessly pacing around the house, Excessive vocalization, sleep disturbances, and this is one of the things that I think disturbs people, pet parents the most, is when their pets are not sleeping through the night and waking them up. But really anything that is abnormal for your cat's normal behavior, if they start to show abnormal behavior, it's always good to get it checked out because it can be an indication of other underlying diseases like heart disease or thyroid disease or kidney disease. And then, of course, dementia can be part of that as well.
And cats can live with dementia for a long time, as humans can. Yes, with humans, it's obvious from other humans looking at them that they are disconnected from the world. And, you know, it's very distressing for a human to have to deal with a human with dementia in their lives, in their families, and so yeah. on. Yes, so the cat is just displaying different behavior, unusual behavior by comparison with their previous 13 or 14 years or whatever. But to what level do we know? Rephrase that. How much distress is the cat in? Do we have any idea of knowing that?
So this starts to strain to the field of theory of mind and how, you know, how animals experience the world around them. But I think, you know, and really that's where cognitive research in animals is going. How do animals experience emotions? Is the fear that your dog or cat experiences the same as the fear that we experience? We know they experience fear. We see it from changes in their behavior. But in terms of how it's being processed in the brain, that experience of it, what is that like? So I think, you know, we have to, there is a degree of interpretation of behavior that we have to put into that, looking at what the animal is doing and trying to make an extrapolation of, well, if my cat is pacing around and looking distressed, then we must assume that they're feeling distressed. And so, you know, this is where it's important that we are trying to slow the progress, and doing things for the animal to make their life more pleasant. So one of the most common recommendations for helping to slow down cognitive dysfunction is the same as for humans, use it or lose it. Now, we can't get our cats to do crossword puzzles, but what we can get them to do is do food puzzles, make their environments more complex, give them interesting smells to engage with. So I have lots of clients who are always surprised when I tell them to give their cats more catnip. There's nothing wrong with giving your cat lots of catnip. And, you know, to really enriching the environment for the animal so that they are maintaining all those neural connections so that they're learning things on a daily basis. Many people think you can't train your cat, and you can. So even if your cat is 11 years old, that doesn't mean that you can't start teaching them some basic things like sit and high five, and that kind of interaction with you and increased interaction with the environment can help to slow the decline.
And then finally, from a listener, Eileen, are there any breeds which are particularly susceptible to this?
Not that I am aware of. Off the top of my head, I could be wrong in that regard. But again, if you look at the ownership numbers of cats in a country like South Africa, specific breeds make up a very small percentage of the owned cat population. The majority of cats are either what we would just call a domestic short hair or domestic long hair. It's sort of a crossbreed. So again, you then limited by the fact that the studies that they are doing on these types of diseases, they're already limited studies and now limiting them further by disease. So it's possible that there isn't an answer to that question.
Thank you very, very much indeed. I found that absolutely fascinating, and I'm sure anybody who has cats or loves cats will have found it equally fascinating. Dr. Eileen Pipers, a veterinary behaviorist at Pets at Play.